Welcome to the last day of the Overcoming Driving Anxiety Challenge. Over the past 7 days, you've learned a great deal of information. Hopefully, you've been able to practice some of this information by getting in your car and taking a few important drives. While I hope you've already made some progress, expect your recovery to take time. You will need to practice over and over in various situations. You will need to be persistent and not give up. You will also need to overcome various obstacles that tried to get in the way of your success. I want to end this challenge by looking at three common obstacles that many people face as they tackle their driving anxiety. These obstacles can be frustrating, but each one of them can be overcome. The first obstacle is shame. Many people deal with a great deal of shame that driving is so difficult for them. You may feel ashamed that you struggle to even sit in your car or take a short drive around the neighborhood. You may feel as though you should be over this already and wonder if something is wrong with you. As you work through any feelings of shame, remind yourself that you are, in fact, taking action. You have almost completed this challenge, which means you are serious about overcoming your struggle. Many people experience driving anxiety, and you are one of the few who is putting in the work and effort to drive again. You should feel proud of yourself for dealing with your struggle head on and making the effort to get this far. The second obstacle many people encounter is concern that driving is unsafe. You fear that your anxiety is so severe that it will impair your judgment or driving abilities. But it's important to remember that anxious drivers are very safe drivers. Because of your anxiety, you probably always pay attention to everything when you're on the road. It's people who approach driving without paying attention who present the highest safety issues on the road. It's people who are looking at their phones or allowing themselves to be distracted in other ways who are a cause for concern. Your anxiety most likely makes you a safer driver than you would be otherwise. Go onto the road with confidence. It's safe to practice the DARE response while driving. If at any point you do feel overwhelmed, then always pull over and practice in a parked position as you work through your nervous arousal. The third and final obstacle many people encounter is feeling discouraged and wanting to give up too soon. You may have tried overcoming your driving anxiety before and it hadn't worked. You've tried to push yourself into new driving situations and maybe it ended in failure. Why should you ever try again? Here is my encouragement to you. It can and will be different this time. The difference is that you now have new tools to use as you drive. You now know the right way to respond to anxiety, moving with it instead of against it. Be encouraged. This time you can succeed. As you finish up this 7-day challenge, here is my best advice for you. Keep practicing and don't give up. This really is the key to overcoming any anxiety issue you face. Persistence. It's easy to stay within your safe zone and not keep pushing. That's the comfortable option. But comfort is not where your dreams of a better life lie. The obstacle in front of you is the path forward. The only way out of this anxiety is through it. Just listening to this challenge won't be enough. You will need to put the tools you've learned into practice over and over again. You will have to purposefully put yourself in situations that make you anxious. It takes time to rewire your brain to no longer perceive driving as dangerous. This means you'll have to practice over and over again until you're able to move through your anxiety in each driving situation you encounter. I've one final task for you as we end this challenge, and it's a big one. Ask yourself where you haven't driven yet. What driving challenge have you been avoiding? What is that one driving situation you know you need to master but haven't found the courage yet to try it? Why not drive there today? You have all the tools you need. The only thing left to do is to follow through. Recovery from driving anxiety is so very possible. Put in the time, put in the effort, practice the tools, and remember why you are doing this. All of this effort and pushing through will be worth it when you can drive carefree wherever you want with a sense of pleasure and freedom out on the open road. Picture that final goal and don't stop until you reach it.